shall wake us? If we don't ourselves shake loose the sleep of ages, animate the doll at last, and bid her rise and move and rule. Who will wake us from our dream of capture if we don't ourselves shake loose the long spell, the illusion of being small and silenced, sourceless and unheeded? Who will be all-knowing and the prince if we don't make him happen, somehow groom him for his task, to rouse us from the suicidal slumber? And the foe, if no one else, knows how to shine his boots, knows how to stride to the tower steps and rocket up to shake us from our sleepy lives with fear. But I don't mean the foe. I mean another and ourselves. Let the prince come, integrated and sure. Let it be time for a man strong in his insides, without boots or a broken brain. Let him have a golden net around him. Let him arrive now, in any form, as a bear god, or computer programmer, or even a dyke in a man's costume. Let his step resonate the steps of the high tower. Mothers, mothers, raise him, tell him, make him. Who will wake us? Who will wake us? Who will wake us from our trance of ages if we don't ourselves prepare for that reception? Animate the doll's flesh for the kiss of life, of recognition. Animate the doll's will at last, and bid her rise and move.